Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Sergeant Mike Church with the Michigan State Police in the Legal Resources and Education Unit. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you tonight?
Good. Called you after I saw an article in the Grand Rapids Press. A couple of things hit home with it. One, we're about to be in the middle of construction, or the beginning of construction season. We're seeing cones go up already and getting alerts as to different projects around the state. And one of the questions in the article that I read talked about in construction zones, people wondering about people zooming up in a construction zone and cutting in at the last minute. And that was what the beginning of this article was about. But it made me think about safety in construction zones in general. How dangerous are those areas, not only for the workers, but for the drivers as well?
Well, there's definitely a heightened danger there. Anytime, from my position, one of the things we look at is what causes crashes and what causes fatal crashes. And anytime you have to stop or change lanes, you tend to have a spike in crashes. So construction zones cause both. You know, they cause vehicles to have to slow down and have to come to a stop due to stop traffic, and they force everybody to merge over from two lanes into one lane or to do traffic shifts. So they're dangerous situations for both the drivers and the workers out at the scenes.
Now, the instance, I thought it was interesting, the instance that, it, as I first mentioned off the top, you're in a construction zone, the barrels are you know, slimming it down to one lane instead of two on a freeway or on a roadway, and the folks, the very annoying folks, frankly, who will zoom up past you on the left lane and then sit there and expect to cut in at the last moment. You say in the article that I read that's annoying, and you find it annoying personally as well, but that's not illegal to do that.
That's actually not illegal. There's no law saying you have to merge over before the lane ends. So once you come to the lane markers where it starts to merge over, you do have to merge over at that point. You're not allowed to drive to the left or the right of the denoted roadway, but there's no law saying that you have to merge earlier.
Yeah, and that, I guess, like I said, it's annoying for all of us. What is interesting, and I've been in situations before, and probably most people who drive at all, the people who will then pull out to keep people from doing that. Now, that is illegal.
That's impeding traffic. That's clearly against the law. You're not allowed to impede traffic. So when you slide out and you're stopping traffic, you're violating the law. It's also, I actually find both groups somewhat annoying. I don't like the people who feel that they should act like the police officers out on the side of the road. Personally, when I'm not working, I don't act like I'm a police officer when I'm off duty. As much as those people that wait till the last minute to merge bother me. And in all honesty, there's been some studies that have shown that the late mergers actually make traffic move more efficiently, which seems strange. It's counterintuitive, certainly, but there's been studies here in Minnesota and I believe one other state that have shown those folks actually make traffic move more smoothly, whereas the people that move out and block traffic are definitely impeding things.
Well, like I said, it kind of surprised me, and it's good information to know. I mean, I guess the best rule is just to be courteous no matter where you are on the road.
I think so, and we have the constant problem that people come up with aggressive driving or road rage or whatever you want to call it, which we don't actually have a law against that in Michigan, but, you know, it's always a concern where people become so enraged and, you know, God forbid it turns into assault or traffic crashes or games of chicken, that type of thing. So, you know, really any time you're going to take it into your own hands to try to correct other people's drivings, you're going to create problems.
Yeah, probably more than it started with. And back to work zone safety in general, the 45-mile-an-hour speed limit, is that universal now throughout the state in work zones?
It has to be posted.
Okay.
And most speed limits, not every, but a lot of most speed limits, I would say, have to be posted in order to be enforceable. But if it's posted, which it should be where there's workers present, then that would be, for the most part, universal. Although several years ago they changed the law so that the signs read where workers present, because if it's a construction zone and there's no workers present, the 45-mile-an-hour speed limit may not be appropriate.
Huh. Does that mean we're still supposed to go 45 if there are no workers present, or does that give us permission to be back at posted speed?
Whatever the posted speed is other than the 45 zone. So the speed could be lowered for another purpose. Maybe due to the lane shift, they lower the speed limit to 55, and then they have a 45 where workers present. You're going to want to watch for the language where workers present. If it's just a normal 45-mile-an-hour speed limit sign, then that's the speed limit. But many of the signs will say where workers present. And that change was made because people were ignoring the work zones because they never saw any workers. So people tend to drive at the speed they think is safe. My former section, traffic services section, is really pushing for speed limits to be set based on what people drive safely. So if people don't see workers, they tend to drive a little faster, and then they just start to ignore the construction zone sign. So they changed the law to make it where workers present.
Does that answer that problem for you? I mean, with your experience with traffic in general, and you said like the unit you were with, is that appropriate?
The where workers present.
Yeah,
sign?
does that kind of help, you know, kind of settle it for folks that where workers present, and if they're not, they can move at posted speed?
I believe it's effective because, like I said, people tend to move at the speed they think is safe. So, in general, if there's workers present, at least in theory, people are going to slow down to a safe speed. There's been studies done over the years that show that 85% of motorists move at a safe and prudent speed, and those 15% are going to go too fast almost regardless of what the speed limits are. So we shouldn't set speed limits based on those 15% that are out of the norm.
Good point. Very good point. In terms of worker safety, are we pretty safe as a state in Michigan with construction workers on the highways and their safety? Is our record pretty good, or do we need to improve?
I don't know the exact statistics. I believe our record's pretty good. I'm not familiar personally with, although I know it's happened, with any road workers that have been killed here. As you know, back in 2001, they did pass a law referred to as Andy's Law to protect roadway workers, and that was named after a roadway worker who was struck and left paralyzed. I believe it was in 1999 that happened.
Okay. And when I did watch a video that was attached to this article, and it talked about work zone speed enforcement, and police being on the scene sometimes isn't, you know, there's a right place for officers to be or for the state police to be to help encourage people to slow down without causing more problems.
Yes. Again, the theory that we have in our section is that law enforcement and speed zones, whether they're construction or other speed zones, should just be for a deterrent effect. We're not out there to generate revenue or write a lot of tickets, to pad our own wallet. We're out there to slow people down and make them travel at a safe speed. So the theory put forward in that video is if you put a police car at the start of the construction zone, that's going to make everybody think that if they don't see the car at the very beginning of the zone, there's no car there. And obviously you don't want them at the end of the zone because they're not doing much good there. So we try to place the patrol car within the construction zone so it can be an effective deterrent to people who are going to drive unsafe speeds.
And closer to the workers.
Right.
To try to protect them. Well, we're off to construction season, so I appreciate a heads up on some of the safety issues involved with driving in construction zones. I appreciate your time tonight.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Sergeant Mike Church, Michigan State Police Legal Resource and Education Unit. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.